Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbore and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. And welcome to Happy Hour, and we are back on WBPM with Jonna and Carol and myself.
And good morning, ladies. How are we doing?
Hello, myself. Myself is Frankenberry, by the way.
Okay.
And myself.
With Jonna, Carol, and Frankenberry, and I'll talk in the third person. Is that better?
Wait, yeah. Why didn't you go?
Frankenberry likes that.
Jonna and Carol and and me, the Frankenberry.
It's the Frankenberry.
It would be the Frankenberry, like the Facebook.
The Twitter.
So when we want to sound like old folks that are talking about new stuff,
yeah. Right.
Hey, do you guys know anything about that?
The Twitter?
The Frankenberry. Heard that he's on the Twitter a lot.
He is too, isn't
Has
he?
Has made right. some enemies on the Twitter.
Yeah, and right. It doesn't usually have to do with politics. Oh, wait. It does.
Actually, it's only.
I'm sorry.
All right. So anyway, we are back with another show and looking forward to talking to Deb Hanlon.
Yes, she's a very good friend of ours. She's actually here in studio today. And she is an intuitive medium, very brilliant person, and just cool chick.
I think she's sort of semi-brilliant.
Semi-brilliant?
Just
semi? You're only giving her partial brilliance
semi-brilliant,
credit.
Semi-brilliant, moderately cool chick, Deborah Hanlon.
She's way
but
cool.
The fact that she has agreed to talk to us will raise her level, right? Bring her up a notch
where
on
you
your
going
mind?
With that?
I am kidding because our listeners do not know that Deb is within earshot, and I'm being a little bit sarcastic. But normally, you know, Deb likes to talk to dead people. But today, we're going to be very intuitive about our bodies.
She is an intuitive medium. She's amazing more than dozens of times.
Oh,
literally.
God. Yeah.
She has had
millions,
our
maybe.
Jaws dropped, and we are like, I can't believe she's doing this.
Yeah.
She's absolutely amazing. But we're going to take it on a little bit of a different angle today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about body intelligence and body wisdom and how we can tune into what our body is communicating to us to help us heal and live better lives. There's a brilliance not only in our brain, within our body. So we're going to talk to Deb about that.
Yep. Sounds good. So how was your week?
My week was fabulous.
Isn't it always
no.
in big bubble
no.
world?
Oh, it's not.
No, it's
no.
not.
Oh.
So it really
oh, wait.
Was.
Wait a minute.
Your bubble
wait,
was burst
you,
this
minute.
Week?
What was the smile on your face when you heard I didn't have a good week?
Because
what the heck is that?
Every once in a while, I like to be reminded that you're human. That's what
did
that
you
was
see
about.
That Frank Barry? I'm like, no, I did not.
My friend is a human being.
Look, I hate to tell you, but I kind of smiled like, along with her a little bit.
See?
So I just did.
Guys are smiling.
All right, wait a minute. All right, so hold on. Did something happen?
No, nothing happened.
All right.
But so I had a good week.
Oh, good.
But I get cranky. I have issues.
What? Wait, I'm sorry. You know. Wait. Hang on. Hold on one second. Frankenberry?
Are we stepping into the kitchen?
Yeah, we're going to step into the kitchen.
The sitcom kitchen?
Let's go out to the kitchen.
Who stole Carol's identity?
I don't know.
Put this imposter in her place.
I just don't like to complain. But look, I'm human.
Sorry. Okay. So are you going to complain right now?
No.
Oh, all right. Because you're waiting for me to?
You want me to? Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah. Let's switch the tables up a little bit.
Well, I just thought maybe, I don't know, if you had something like, that you wanted to air. You don't have anything you want to air?
I don't have any major
grievances.
Complaints. No. But I do have something bizarre that I just saw the other day. You know how you make efforts, like you want to create things and like maybe you write a book or you do a course or whatever and you're just like, you never know what's going to take off, like Cabbage Patch Dolls, and it's like, who would ever think that's going to take
off? Yeah, right? Or the Pet Rock.
I have,
Mood
exactly.
Rings.
Yeah.
You stick two googly eyes on a freaking rock and become
make
a millionaire?
Billions.
Come on.
Right?
What is that? So anyway, I came across something the other day that's a thing. And I'm just absolutely blown away that it's become a thing. Because who in the right mind would sit down and say, let me see, what's the next trend that I can create?
Wait, would we guess this thing or is it something?
Never
that
in a million years would you guess it.
You we'll give
guess
us hints?
It? Huh?
You gonna give us hints?
It involves goats.
Hot, cold hints?
Goat.
Oh, a goat? I know.
Oh, no,
I have it.
No,
no I do.
No.
I know it. Okay.
No.
But what if I do know it?
Go.
Fainting goats for fun.
Nope.
Greatest of all time.
But I would... A fainting goat. It's a little bit sad, but go to YouTube and
no,
search
do not go to
fainting
YouTube.
Goats.
No, I don't like
these
it.
These are little tiny goats, and when they get startled, they freeze and they go belly up, and their legs are like stiff as anything.
And I don't like it.
So that's not the thing.
But that's not the thing.
Fainting goats is not the thing. Now, I did have an issue, and I've had an issue recently when I discovered that goat is being used, or should we say, the goat, as the kids say.
yes, you did have a thing.
Because goat apparently can stand for greatest of all time. So now people all of a sudden are calling people a goat, which of course is exactly the opposite of what goat has meant for all these years, especially when I listened to a phone call on WFAN, actually, on the way home not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I hear a guy constantly referring to Tom Brady as goat. And I'm like, when has Tom
this
Brady...
This is a recent thing?
Yes, when has Tom Brady ever been a goat? But apparently goat can stand for greatest of all time. So now people are saying, LeBron James, the goat. He's a goat. And then I heard Justin Timberlake in a group of folks talking about his Super Bowl performance and how Prince was the goat.
Can I tell you something? I think it's stupid.
The greatest of all time acronym is stupid?
Yes.
Well, like I told I told Jonna last week, I mentioned it to her. I'm like, mm-hmm. just because I can say that someone has superhuman incredible talent does not mean that I should use the acronym. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just because GOAT stands for greatest of all time doesn't mean you call somebody the GOAT, especially when it means the opposite. So anyway, that's not your thing. Keep going.
All right, so that wasn't your thing?
I'm going to challenge you.
Okay.
Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Go to, anybody listening, open up Safari or whatever your search engine is right now, mm-hmm. and search GOAT space the letter Y.
Goat space the letter Y.
Deb's nodding her head. She knows what I'm talking about.
Goat space the letter Y.
The letter Y.
No, you're not.
And see what comes up as options.
This is not a kid thing.
It's not a kid thing.
I was going to say, but if Deb knows it, it's probably a kid thing because she's got kids.
No. She's in the same wacky realm as I am that this stuff comes on our front of us.
Oh, is this going to be like goatee, like a goatee, like facial hair?
No. Are you there yet?
No, because in this
building. All right, so we're not. Okay, we're not. We have no signal.
Yeah.
Goat yoga.
Yes. Okay. Now I know. I've seen that.
Well, come on. You have not.
No,
what
I have.
What the heck is goat
because
yoga?
I go on MLB.com.
Frankenberry.
Baseball players and football players have been doing goat yoga. I have actually seen this.
Come on.
Did I ruin your thing? Sorry.
I've
seen it.
What is goat yoga exactly? Oh, wait. When they stand on your back when you're posing?
They're all around you. They're jumping around. Like, they're just, you're in a room or in a field with goats doing yoga. And they'll snuggle with you. They'll climb on your back. You've heard of this, Deb?
I have totally heard
recently,
of this.
Recently?
Have you done it, Deb?
I have not done goat yoga. I draw the line.
Well, what is the reason behind goat yoga? Anybody?
I guess it's
the relaxation
of the goats in nature. All I know is that there's probably one farmer out there who was walking through his field one day. He's got the bunch of the goats around him. He steps on a nail. He ends up standing on one leg for a moment because he's got a nail in his shoe.
And that
the goats
yoga.
Mill around him. And then, yes, there you go. Goat yoga. And the poor dude gets no credit for it. Doesn't see a dime. And that nail punctured his foot.
Didn't that happen to you recently?
Different story.
Yogi Berry? I'll
yes.
call you that instead of
how do you think something like goat yoga got started?
That's just, you know, by accident.
I agree.
It totally happened by accident.
Nobody would wake up and say, what's my $1 million idea today? I'm going to start goat yoga.
Somebody owned a little goat farm,
that's
had friends
happened.
Over for yoga. The
exactly.
goats all got out. They're like,
bingo.
That's cute. That's YouTube
bingo.
This and get a million
it
hits.
It does look pretty funny. I would do it, especially with you two. Jonna, Deb, me.
You're not going to do
yoga.
It with me.
I just want to see. I want to see Jonna doing goat yoga in heels.
You can't do yoga in heels.
My goat yoga would be me picking up all the little baby goats, putting them in my car, and going home. That's what it would be. That's my version of goat yoga. Anybody want to join? It's $50 bucks a week.
And then 10 seconds later, the video of Jonna with the goats in arm, putting them back in her car, realizing that they poop.
And they eat stuff.
Exactly.
Listen, you and your little wildlife refuge you have down in New Hamburg there, I think a goat would be a really valid animal for you to have. I cannot envision you. First of all, you don't even go in a grocery store.
Right.
You're not going to grab a lawnmower and start mowing your lawn.
No.
That's never going to happen.
No.
If you had a goat, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
A goat could just eat my whole lawn.
There you go.
And I would just have to pay to feed the goat. Here's why I can't have a goat. Goats are too cute. I would bring the goat inside. I'd end up having a pet goat inside the house.
Yeah.
One of our previous guests, Jen Sincero, author of You Are a Badass, has a very funny, albeit story about goats inside a house that they poop and they pee and they don't care where they do it and they destroy everything. And that would happen to me.
Yeah, you'd have no underwear left.
No. And so it would be bad. Therefore, come full circle, no goat or goat yoga for me.
You wouldn't do goat yoga with me?
Okay, maybe one time. Maybe one time I would do that. Mm-hmm. But speaking of my little animal brigade.
Brigade.
Yeah, brigade. So, I study up on the animals that come to my house, which are primarily raccoons and possums.
Didn't you have a skunk out on the deck?
I had a skunk, but the skunk is like a cousin that only comes around like once every 6 months.
Okay, the opossum is there.
The possum seems to come pretty regularly. The possum's a little stupid. They're not that cute. They're not that cute.
But are opossums not intelligent?
I think in the possum world they probably are, but in my world, not so much. So now we've gotten to the point where the raccoons are just like they're a daily occurrence. They come right up to my sliding glass door. They look at me like.
And so did the groundhog.
Oh, the groundhog did that. I haven't seen the groundhog in a while. But I actually got mad at the possum the other day. And here's why. So it was morning time. Now, all these animals come out kind of at night. But in the morning, there was a cat on my deck when I hadn't seen. I'm like, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. And the cat takes off. So I'm like, lucky me, I got cat food. So I put a big heap of
cat food. Is that what you feed the raccoons?
Listen.
What do you...
I got to be prepared. So I have this cat food, really good cat food, like gourmet cat food. So I put a big heaping pile of this cat food to entice the cat to come back to my deck.
So that you can call me, but keep going. Because it's not like you're going to keep the cat. But go ahead.
I detect a little bit of a toe.
Yeah, can you see her with a cat box in her house?
No, that would never happen. Yeah,
just as quickly as I would see her wearing flannel pajamas, that's never going to happen.
That would never happen. So I have this
big... That means we're never dating.
I have this big pile of gourmet cat food on my deck, and then I have the usual raccoon, possum, birdseed in a big bowl. And so the cat never comes back, but the next day I'm checking my cameras, my raccoon cams, and I see that the possum had come in the middle of the night, and that's fine, eating a little bit of the birdseed, walks right over to the gourmet cat food. Now I'm expecting, oh, this cute little possum is going to be like, oh, I'm so happy I got this gourmet cat food. And it was like, nah. And then, so I'm watching my cameras and I get mad. I'm like, you stupid possum. That is gourmet cat food, you stupid. That birdseed's been sitting in that bowl for 3 days.
Only you.
That's it.
What about the little mouse that took a nap in your bathroom vanity with the cotton ball as a pillow?
So I evicted that mouse. I don't have any more evidence of the mouse living in the B&B mouse drawer, the Airbnb. But that little bugger got me back because right after that, I had evidence that the mouse was having a little bit of a bowel movement all over my washer and dryer. Like, all over my washer and dryer. There is nothing to eat on my washer and dryer unless it was dining on Tide Pods and dryer sheets. All over. Like, ha-ha, lady. You kicked me out of the nice, cushy cotton pads and
potions. Can I give you the wonderful news about that?
What?
If there was
wonderful news.
Mouse poop all over your washer and dryer.
All over.
It ain't just one.
Oh, so you were being sarcastic when you said wonderful new. Oh, okay.
I was.
Gotcha.
You didn't catch the tone.
Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't.
Oh, they were having a party.
Like, all over.
They were having a party. It was nice and warm. Hanging out on the dryer.
But I don't know much about mice. I thought, like, they only go where there's food. They eat, they poo, they make a menace of themselves. But if there's no food, they're not going to come around. Like, why bother? Right? Yeah, Am I wrong?
No, it makes sense.
Well,
so, I don't know.
Could have just been a screw you before he left.
I think that's what happened. You know, like when you have to, you're a landlord and you have to evict a tenant and they like mash up the walls and they steal all the copper pipes.
That never happens.
That was that mouse. That was that mouse. Like, I'll get you. I don't know.
It's not going to change how you feel about the animals.
What do you mean?
Animal lover.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, if I actually saw the mouse, it'd probably be like, oh, little mousey, come here.
No. You'd be like, ah! And then you would jump on the couch and call your father or something, or me, or I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I'll get another text, because I don't know if any of you know this, but I got a text, and I think I mentioned this once before, but I did get a text from John at one point that said, "Hey, Frankenberry, would you like another cat?" And then it said, LOL. And I responded back basically to the LOL with, "Oh, you're really blank and funny, lady." And she texts me back with, "No, I'm serious." And she goes on to this story about her cousin's got six cats.
I thought she wanted to borrow.
And the cats showed up at her cousin's house, and if her cousin adopted this cat, that would make it seven. Then she becomes a crazy cat lady, and Jonna, because of her position in society, cannot be related to a crazy cat lady. So instead, she says to her single guy friend,
argument.
Steve, "Why don't you become a crazy cat dude instead? Because I really don't care if you ever meet a woman, because you've told me you don't care. So you can have as many cats as you want."
I don't recall texting that much.
Somewhere out there, there's a woman for you that loves flannel. The Pittsburgh Pirates.
I don't expect anyone to love the Pittsburgh Pirates. Beer?
And cats.
We'll go with beer. But still, I know what you're thinking when you're feeding the cat, because you know what the end game is. I'm going to bring that cat back here.
I am being wrongfully accused right now.
Because I've got a home for that cat.
Entrapment.
Wait, how does that go? I deny the allegation and I despise the alligator.
Never heard
that from.
I don't know. It sounds
Have you used that in court before?
Sounds like it came out of a Sandra Bullock movie.
Who knows? All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we are going to talk with our very good friend, Deborah Hanlon.
Yes.
She's an intuitive medium, and we are going to be talking about your body intelligence.
Your body.
How to tune into and listen to what your body is telling you to use it to live a better life, happier life, as well as heal. So that's going to be a pretty interesting discussion.
All right, that is on the way. We'll also find out how to get in tune with your body so that you can too adopt cats.
This is Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol, and we will return right here at 92.9 WBPM. Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
This is Happy Hour on 92.9 WBPM with Jonna and Carol, and it is time now to get to our special guest, Deb Hanlon. Carol?
Yeah, so we were singing her praises. Well, I was singing her praises. Jonna got a little fresh about it, but we do love this girl. Her name is Deborah Hanlon. She's a local intuitive medium. You may have heard her before, been to one of her many galleries in the area where she does help people communicate with those who have crossed over. She's absolutely amazing. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. What we're going to talk about with Deb, and I think this is a fascinating topic, is that our body is actually a form of intelligence. So how can we tune into our body? How can we listen to it? And how can we use it to live not only a better, happier life, but actually heal? What's going on with us? So give us the background on that, Deb.
Yeah, well, the background, a lot of people will wonder, like, well, why is a medium, somebody who talks to the dead and deceased, why is she talking about healing in life? Isn't it too late by that point, you know? So the backstory is so much of what the other side always talks about and teaches is all about what your show is about, of consciousness and how we should live better. And so my focus keeps coming back to once we get a connection from the other side, what do we do with that as the living? And how can we make a healthier, happier, more authentic life here so that when we cross over, we don't have these messages of, I'm so sorry, or I wish I had done this differently. We want to get as less of that as possible out of life, or at least I do, and that's my message. So I've dealt with people for almost 20 years now healing grief, and I see the mechanism where the grief healing comes in, but it wasn't until recently I've had my own health issue that kind of broadsided me in a big way. And the journey back to myself is exactly what I've been talking about.
Wow.
Grief work.
Wow.
So
wow.
That's the backstory and why I'm really getting completely into letting us know that healing, grief, all of it it's very doable. It's very possible to heal ourselves. And I feel like it's now time to rely less on outsiders and go more inside. So yes, you can go to a doctor and you need to go to a doctor because they do help on one level.
Yep.
I'm not going to take away that at all. But we are the greatest knowers of ourselves. And the connection and communication that we can have with ourselves on a cellular basis is the exact same connection we can have with those who have crossed over. It's just as far seeming or outreaching, so to speak. So I've realized that a lot of people don't know that you can, one, identify and really get to the heart of what is going on with you, whether it's a physical ailment or an emotional ailment. Healing is on all realms. And two, how to heal it. With my health issue, it was a big, huge enigma as to what was going on with me. Why was I suffering so much chronic pain with no doctor that can help me? And it dawned on me, even though this is what I do for a living, it one day dawned on me in the middle of like screaming agony, like, Deb, why don't you ask yourself that? Why don't, like, light bulb moment, this is only what I do for a living. And it wasn't until then that I started to get answers rapidly, very rapidly. And it's not because of what I do. It's because I paid attention. I was asking, what is wrong? And in my mind's eye, I would see certain organs in my body, but it didn't make sense to me. So, meaning my logical mind was overriding. It didn't make sense why they were showing me pain in certain organs that I didn't have problems with, or so I thought.
Right.
The pain was not consistent with those organs, so none of it made sense, but I just kind of kept it in the back of my mind. I always say that I'm so grateful now for the search engine when they kind of track what you're looking up, because I was researching things on my phone based on what I kept seeing, and it led me to a website. And the minute it was 4 a.m., December 4th, I'll never forget it.
Your birthday.
I clicked, really?
Mm-hmm.
See, look at that little wink. Mm-hmm. And I clicked on it, and I read four lines into what this whole issue was. And I was like, oh my gosh, started sobbing, going, I found it. I found what my problem is. It all made sense in a crushing second. So,
but it led you down that path when you started asking your body.
Exactly.
So, all right, so I know that sounds like a crazy thing, but here's something we know as a fact, that there is a psychosomatic connection. We know if we're stressed or fearful or in anxiety states for extended periods of time, we can physically make our bodies sick. The converse has to be true as well.
Right.
Just by the laws of nature, if you think about it, that we would have the ability to tune into and heal ourselves by altering our brain state. But here's something we also now know, because I'm a freaking weirdo and read far too many books. But we now know that cells hold memories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is not just your brain that has knowledge and memories. Our cells hold memories and knowledge.
Right.
And there has been countless cases of people who have received organ transplants that then can tell or take on characteristics or tell you things. There's a, I don't want to totally get into it about this young recipient of a heart transplant. Mm-hmm. This is documented, actually led people to find out who killed the person whose heart she got.
Yes.
Because she started having such, I'm getting goosebumps, such specific knowledge of who it was, what had happened, what they wore. And at first they thought the girl was crazy, having nightmares. And then she told her mother. Mother took her to a psychiatrist. They went to the police and actually convicted.
Fascinating.
So it is fascinating. Yes. A little freaky.
Well,
so it's a Stephen King book.
Just as fascinating, when I had some cadaver tooth inserted into my mouth hole, I started craving foods that I may have been like a large black man from the South. Remember when I became a large
totally
black man
remember.
From the South?
You were craving like grits and...
I was craving... I was craving pies.
Frankenberry.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to say you were craving gourmet cat food.
No, I remember because I had a cadaver bone put in my mouth hole, and they didn't tell me where the cadaver was from, but I know I connected with, and I had to say to him finally, I'm like, listen, dude, you keep this up, I'm going to be 400 pounds. So thank you for your tooth. But you got to go.
We're good now. Mm-hmm. We're one. We're cool.
So bottom line, medical physicians, science now knows that cells hold memory and knowledge.
Yes. And knowledge, and they respond to what we say and think. So I was then, once I was thrown into like, oh my gosh, this is what's happened to me. It's not something I caused. It's something that happened to me, as many illnesses are. But I started to pay attention to what my thoughts were before it and around it. And I noticed I kept saying the words, these nasty, horrible words, I can't, a lot, about whatever in my life. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't go traveling right now. I can't do this. I can't. And so much so And I'm not an I can't thinker. I'm a thinker like anything is possible. I speak to the deceased. After that, anything is easy. Anything is possible. The world is like just an open book. So I noticed like, oh, wow, somehow, some way, for some reason, I adopted the words I can't into my vocabulary for human purposes, whatever. But they really weren't working for me. But my body took on those words, and what did it make me do? I can't do anything. I could not walk to my bathroom. I could not
go anywhere. I came to see
anywhere.
You, I remember.
Yes.
In bed.
Yes. Yeah. Not fun. I barely remember it. How's that? So I can't became such a part of my words that my cells said, okay, we got the direction, boss. Thank you.
I can't.
Hmm. When I discovered all this and finally had an answer, didn't mean like, oh, yay, all the sun rays came out and like life was pleasant. But now I can see my direction as to, oh, wait a minute, my thoughts are completely in alignment with how healthy my body is or feels. And then that just brings in other components of healthy. The more I focus on I can, the more my body then craves certain foods that are completely lifting and supporting. So it's a complete holistic, you know, I'm doing yoga, not goat yoga. I haven't tried that yet. But yoga every single day, multiple times a day, whenever I can, because I have to, and it feels good. It's the one thing that feels good. So my healing is moving along, and I'm the most impatient person. Once I think of something, I think it should happen right there. So that's my biggest downfall. And I recognize now, too, that healing requires such a level of patience, but trust that my body knows what's happening. You know, I don't get all impatient when I have a cold. I recognize I have a cold. This is annoying. It drives me crazy. My nose is stuffy. I can't really hear or smell. And then it goes. But I don't really put too much emphasis on, oh, I'm ever going to get rid of this. I can't. This is terrible.
Right.
You just kind of go through it. And all healing, if we can adopt a more clear consciousness about it, like a cold, and realize, ugh, okay, we don't like this. My body is going to take care of it. I'm going to do the things I need to do and move through it. And the timing is who knows.
And what about dialoguing with it? I know this sounds nuts, but we're complex people. We are just beyond comprehension what's going on. We're remarkable.
Yes.
So when something like that's going on with your body, pain, weakness, whatever it is, what do you suggest? I mean, to me, my instinct is saying to start dialoguing with it. What are you here
I'm
to
so
teach
glad,
me?
Yes, I'm so glad you said that, too,
like
because...
You can give it a verb. You can Snoopy it.
I can Snoopy it. I have
start,
not heard
start
that
Start talking
one.
To that parts, all the parts of your body.
And that is what I did. The part of my body, I have had severe lower back and sciatic pain, which is debilitating. I cannot
take
walk.
To the ground, yeah.
Take me to the ground. And every time I asked my body what is wrong, I would see my uterus, my tubes, my female organs, which wouldn't make any sense to me. You know, I don't think twice about those organs. I really just kind of don't. I gave birth and I'm good to go. I'm done. So it never made sense. I was like, ignore it. Well, what wound up happening is I had a device that was implanted and I had to have a full hysterectomy to remove these things. So before that happened, what I was doing is I was telling my female organs, I'm so sorry you went through this. You're being supported. This is terrible for you, but you're going to be healed now. Like, I absolutely had a dialogue with it and continue to the missing pieces of it, because I do believe that it's, you know, and don't get me wrong, too. There are days where I'm like, this is BS and I hate this. I'm not all like party hardy here at all. But the only thing that has helped me is resetting that mindset around all of it, which has led me to the right doctors at precisely the right times, the right healers, all the right components have come in.
So you're not staying. I'm sorry. You're not saying stay off WebMD, because I can't do that. but you're saying if you get in tune with your body and let your body kind of give you the advice or the answer, it will lead you into the correct direction order for you to heal.
Absolutely.
That's pretty
cool. And I do, because I've been on every medical site too, and that's really not helpful. So, but really listen to yourself. And if you have, like, I had lower back pain, and why was it showing the uterus? Like, that didn't make any sense to me. How could that happen? I'm not doing it right. I went through that dialogue in my mind, when in fact, that absolutely was the case.
Connected.
Right.
Well, that's a lot of the folks that we have talked to, and you have mentioned this before too. It's just a matter of, it's whatever it is, you have to channel it. If you teach yourself to take a particular direction and you constantly reinforce that. Yeah. So if it happens to be a negative outlook, if it happens to be, this is never going to work out for him, your brain is used to doing that. Yeah. So basically, the whole concept is just basically change it to be a little bit more positive once you find out the direction that you want it to now take. And, you know, you're taking it with your body, taking it with your mind.
Yep.
You know, you're taking it with your life and your choices. It's all wrapped up into one.
Your career, everything. Right. Everything.
A little neuroplasticity sprinkled in there.
100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I want to add this to that point because I'm like so positive. Sometimes I think it's annoying.
No,
I think you can. The less
say. I'm sorry because I'm just waiting for me to have to break you two up before we're done.
But what I have learned is it is important to pay attention to your thought patterns. Mm-hmm. It is important to pay attention to your speech patterns and the things that you are saying. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And also at the same time, and you commented about it before, and I appreciate this about you, Deb, keep it real. Mm-hmm. Don't, like, all human emotions serve us. Mm-hmm. So don't beat yourself up if you are grumpy or you are feeling sorry for yourself or you're having a down day. Don't stay there for a decade.
Right. Honor it. Honor where you're at.
Allow yourself to feel. Don't judge yourself for feeling negative emotions.
Right. I always call it permission to be.
Oh, yes. We all do. Right. But then just raise your awareness to it and then say, okay, got it. All right. Fine.
And now I come to that space, and I've done this before, but it's on such a higher level for me now because it's an absolute necessity. Is this thought helping or hurting you? That there is my final question. Is this helping or hurting? If it's hurting you, you want to keep going with it? You can, Deb. You have total free will. You can control. And maybe some days I will decide to go down that, like, this is unfair or whatever. Mostly, I don't feel like doing that. Mm-hmm. I really just don't feel like expending the energy.
So say someone's listening right now and they do have a medical issue or chronic pain or maybe something's going on that they can't even, nobody's been able to figure out what it is. What's the first step that someone who's used to being logical, left brain, what do you say to them? How do you show them how to start tuning into their body's wisdom?
First, slow down. Mm-hmm. That's going to have to be. If you're not going to slow down, the universe will find something to slow you down. So if you don't slow down and stop and pause, you're not going to hear anything because you're just going to, it's all just going to be like a light.
Noise.
Yeah, noise. Exactly. So slowing down and asking yourself. I also recommend to people who aren't used to just kind of tuning in during their daytime, right before you go to sleep, ask yourself, what does my body need for healing? What is it that I need so that it can pop up in a dream?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just gave me goosebumps, Deb, and what a wonderful thing. And don't even worry about getting the answer before you fall asleep.
At all. Or that night. It might take you, what is it that my body needs? What
for
is
healing.
Yeah, for healing? What is it that will use to support me? Find the question that resonates with you about your question.
Relax.
And then let it come to you. If it's not that night, it will come to you. It will absolutely come to you. It might come to you with the hearing someone on the radio the next day. Mm-hmm, who knows where it's going to come from? So that is the first thing. Your body will answer you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the next morning or the next day, you'll crave more water. You'll find yourself drinking so much water. Oh, my body needed more water, huh? Look at that. So it's simple. And this works not just for physical healing, but it works for what is my relationship need for healing? What is my job block need for healing? It can spill out into all areas of healing because healing is all comprehensive.
What are your thoughts on cravings?
I say give in to them every time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm craving a martini right now. Wait, what time is it? No.
Maybe you have a cadaver tooth or something.
That's right.
Whose body part do you have?
So kind of a funny story. My mother was just, she spoke too soon, last week telling me that she hadn't had a cold since, I don't know, 1963 or something. So
never say that out loud.
Oh, she did. And then I'm talking to her and she's like, like, oh no, I think it might be happening. I call her the next morning. Sure enough, she's like dirty stay out boys when I talk to her.
She might have stayed out. Knowing
so
her.
I proceed to go get her anything you can buy at the pharmacy. Two different kinds of cough medicines, cough drops, Vicks vapor rub. I went and bought her steam humidifier, whatever. Like anything I could think of, all these medical medicines I could think of to help her feel better and get past this. Day goes by. Now, my mother does not want to impose on anybody. And twice within one conversation, she's telling me she's craving Wendy's chili. I'm like, Mom, would you like me to bring you some Wendy's chili? Because I'm happy to do that. Could you? Of course I could. So I pick up the chili for her. And I bring it to her, and she's like loading the hot sauce on. She goes, anytime I feel like maybe a cold's coming on, it's
I agree.
Yes, I
do. So the spices and then, and look, is Wendy's chili loaded with all natural ingredients?
No.
Probably not. But are there some spices in there? Perhaps. She was craving Wendy's chili. I got her. Next morning, I call her. How you feeling? Much better.
Mm-hmm. See?
And she credits the chili.
But there's a good thing to that.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Right. Well,
absolutely.
Then, and did you tell her, by the way, that next time to mention the chili first because you can get it for 99 cents? Because all that crap you bought at the pharmacy was pretty darn expensive.
You're not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Honest to God, probably spent close to $100 on her, which I don't regret.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
I also went and got her, because this has worked before, like Golden Seal and colloidal silver, natural ingredients.
Yes.
So I got her that too. But yeah, so I got her two large chilies and a Frosty.
We gotta have
$7.50.
Yeah.
If I'd have gone that
route
first,
fries with the Frosty.
I wanted to, and then I forgot.
How do you forget fries? I'm
I don't
impressed.
Know.
That's impressive.
I don't know.
It's right there.
Yeah, I got in the car and like, darn it.
Yeah, but I believe cravings absolutely is your body's way of saying,
yes,
like, it's something. I need this. When I was pregnant with one of my sons, I craved and ate those little jalapeno peppers 24/7. And that
peppers?
Son, like
the jalapeno peppers?
That comes in your, no.
Oh, just
comes
the
in your salad. Just the
just
peppers.
Peppers.
Oh. Yeah, they're the jalapenos, right?
Yeah.
It comes in salad, yeah.
Well, or
those.
Pepperoncini.
Pepperoncini.
Yeah,
that's what I'm like,
yes,
literally thinking, yeah, those.
Yeah.
And that one loves spicy food today. So I was credit it. Well, I pickled you in pepperoncini juice.
That's
what
in
your amniotic fluid was all about.
Believe it or not, my craving, if for some reason I have an extra long Saturday night,
mm-hmm,
it's ice cream. For some reason, I've gotten, I don't know if it's the dairy, I don't know if
could
it's
be
the sugar. I'm not
or
quite
both
sure. Yeah, but yeah, it's always ice cream to get you back to get you back to normal.
That's well, annoying. After too many beers the night before.
Yeah, yeah. Always ice cream.
Oh yeah, little hangover food.
Hamburger,
yeah,
Dr.
Exactly.
Pepper. Anybody else? Bueller? Any other?
Oh, I got fries.
Fries
for me on that one.
Yeah. Disco fries.
Ditch your blueberries and anti-inflammatory
oh
stuff.
Oh my God! How many 2 o'clock meals at Denny's did I have with French fries and gravy in it?
Oh, back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Never too many.
And never put on an
and you sleep
ounce
like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, to be 21.
So, and, all right. So, actually, now that we're joking about that, like loading your pie hole with stuff that's not good for you,
mm-hmm,
I also believe, Deb, I don't think we need to like focus on eating perfection. There's some people that works for them, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe if you constantly feed yourself processed, unhealthy, fatty, sugary foods, you are going to interrupt what your body is able to do for you.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I mean, there's no one that can argue that. Honestly, that's proven. And with when you come into balance, because I know when you are in chaos, you can't think straight about anything because
right,
nothing, you're just playing catch up and nothing makes sense. So it's a lot of times for some people, it's much easier to change their food first. Some people it's not. That's not. So you focus on whatever it is that is the first step of your healing. And I promise that as you keep working on it, then the food comes a part of it. Because I actually was high sugar queen, like constantly with sugar. My body will not tolerate any little sugar at this point anymore. Like it
really?
Will. I don't want it. It doesn't. It. The minute I have, you know, I had chocolate chip cookies. That is my vice on the planet. I had those the other day. For 3 days, I was not a happy camper. And I'm like, ah, my body does not want this. It is not supporting it. So I can make that choice. And it feels much better not to. So I don't like when people say, like, oh, fix your diet first, because that someone told me that, I wouldn't have followed it. I know I wouldn't have, being stubborn or whatever.
Yeah, you want me to suffer more? I'm already in pain. You're going to take away my cookies?
Right. You're going to
no
get a sugar withdrawal from me. Not fun. So when you are focused on one, healing in the body is holistic. It attacks all layers and levels. That's why the body is so smart. You know, we never thought about healing a cut on our finger. Not
no
one of us ever did that. The body does that. It body heals everything on its own. The clincher, and it was the hardest and is the hardest for me, is the time frame, is the patience factor, is that we don't know how long it's going to be. So if you can kind of let go of the time frame.
Hang on a second though. All right, so there are stories like one, I don't know if you guys know Joel Osteen, but I'm kind of a fan.
You're bringing him up again.
I'm sorry. Yes, But his mother was diagnosed many years ago with terminal kidney or liver cancer, one of those cancers of a vital organ. She overcame it and is still alive today. Other people in my life have been diagnosed with cancer, and they're no longer with us. Mm-hmm. So if the body does have the power to heal everything, how come people die mm-hmm. of these diseases?
Yeah, that is a good question. I'm glad it's brought up, because I don't ever want to sound like, oh, just think better thoughts and you'll never die. Because I'm certainly not saying that. And if you are overly positive, someone will just kill you. So you are going no matter what. You know, you have no choice. But there is also that greater, higher universe, I believe. There's that greater, higher universe seeing over things. And I tell people all the time, I learned this from the other side, we cannot control when we die. We can control how we die. So we can control, if our day is our day, we could text and drive and there you go.
True.
We have that choice. Or we can eat really, really poor foods and then have, you know, heart issues. Or we could eat really, really healthy and then still pass by jogging, you know. So we have control over the quality of our life here, but we do not have control over the quantity. Not one of us knows that. We don't know that answer. And you could probably ask yourself that answer, you know.
Nope.
When, yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. I don't need to know. I'm on a not need to know basis with that.
Yeah, Wednesday would come far too fast.
Yeah, right.
You know, Wednesday is a long way away until they tell you Wednesday is the day.
Yeah. No, come on.
Right.
All right.
Last Wednesday. I always put it in the past when I'm talking about when it's going to pass. It was last week. Yeah. Since I'm still here, see, it didn't happen.
So I do think if you are not feeling well, experiencing pain, illness, depression, perhaps one mm-hmm. Tune into your body.
Yep.
Slow down. Mm-hmm. Ask that question at night.
And then listen.
And then listen. And start action. Introducing wholesome, healthier foods if you can, if that feels right for you, because the body is absolutely freaking amazing. Really? Build human beings. When we get a bacteria or a virus, our body goes to work. It sends in a little army to say, wait, let's raise body temperature. We got to kill this off. It knows what to do. What you just said, we get a cut. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to, like, go look up how do I heal this?
Right.
We keep it clean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it does its thing.
Stuff.
The body's amazing. So do what you can to support it. And one of those things is, look, I eat healthy probably 4 or 5 days a week.
You're pretty healthy.
A lot of salads and fresh cooked foods, not processed foods. But the weekend comes, I'm going to have wine. I'm going to have a martini. I'm going to have a hamburger, pizza. That's just me. Mm-hmm. But I think if you can just not say you have to completely change your diet, but start introducing fresh, whole, if you can afford it, organic foods.
Yep.
And give your body what it needs to do, it will do it for you.
And the most important thing for me, if you're kind of like a novice at that, is to really stop the dialogue of what you said in the beginning, is you were saying, I can't. Like, stop dwelling on the stuff that you want to make go away, because then you just kind of keep it around longer.
You get more power to it, right?
When I was, I got the flu or whatever the heck was going around mm-hmm. not that long. I always say, never get sick. I got sick. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a couple days where I couldn't move. And then finally I got pissed. And I said,
no.
Frankenberry,
can you imagine?
I said to this crud.
Alien thought.
I said to this crud in my body, I'm like, listen, crud, you are not welcome here. You are just not welcome here.
Get out.
And then the crud said to me, okay, I'll go, but you have to lay in bed for 2 days in order for me to pack my things.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I'll lay in bed for 2 days. But then what I did is I stopped thinking about it at all. Mm-hmm. And when I stopped thinking about it, I would wake up and I'd be like, wow, I do feel better. And then the next day, wow, I feel better still. And the next day, better still. And maybe that's just a natural, but I was so sick.
Next time I'll bring you Wendy's chili.
Thank you. With jalapenos and extra spice.
Sounds good. You'll be pushing all the crud out.
So, Deb, I want to make sure people know how to reach you. And then
what do you have coming up?
Don't you have something coming up that ties right into this?
Totally. I have a retreat. My first retreat back in a long time. We kept it in the Catskills, and I did a little survey and everyone said, keep it local. I really want to be by the beach, but I said, all right, we'll keep it local this time. Next one will be by the beach. But this is all about healing trauma, using your intuition, doing actual exercises where you yourself get hands-on clarity as to, okay, what's ailing you? Some people don't even know the you know, when you talk about depression, you might say, I don't even know what's bothering me. You know, so it's all inclusive. It's not just physical health, although that's a part of it. Emotional health, mental health, your relationship health, your job health. I mean, how you view the world health. So that retreat is in April 13th through the 15th. That's a weekend. And all that information is on my website.
Where is it?
It's at Honors Haven in Ellenville. Okay. It's a spa retreat resort.
So it starts on a Friday, wraps up on a Sunday. Two nights.
Okay. It's going to be a pretty intimate group, so I don't really do many small groups of anything anymore. So this is going to be definitely under 20
people.
It's
near and dear to your heart.
It really is.
So because it's not about volume. It's really about...
About really teaching people how to heal and mend.
And where can people go to get more information about it?
That's my website, DeborahHanlon.com. I remember, John, as you're way back, you used to have to spell your name, J-O-N-N-A. So I always feel like I still have to spell my name. It's DeborahHanlon.com.
One more time.
DeborahHanlon.com.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, this is fascinating stuff.
It is fascinating stuff. Is.
And there's possibility out there. That's what I want people to know, that you're not stuck. You might feel stuck, but you are not stuck. And the second part is, then you start finding the people, the helpers, those who can help you in whatever way. Anyway.
Yeah, you start inviting that in, and then amazing things start showing up in your life that you never could have imagined. Hay built her whole career, founder of Hay House Publishing.
Right.
She's got multiple books and CDs about You Can Heal.
Right. That's my all-time favorite book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay.
Wow.
Fabulous book.
All right, Deb, you're awesome. We love you. Thank you so much.
Girls,
I'm
so
glad
much.
That you are on the mend and definitely. That you had the wisdom to listen to what your body was telling you. And then now, in grand style, as doing what you do, then take that to benefit other people.
Absolutely. That's what we love all about it's you. About.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you, Deb, as well. This is Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol, and we'll be back. It's 92.9 WBPM.
Live better, laugh harder, love more. This is Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol on 92.9 WBPM.
It's Happy Hour on 92.9 WBPM, and we are back with Jonna and Carol. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frank and Barry.
So, thank you very much to Deb Hanlon for joining us earlier. Yeah. That was absolutely fantastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah, she did. That was a fascinating topic.
Yeah.
And it makes, once you hear it, it makes sense. But I think if people are hearing it for the first time, they're going to be like, what? But think about it. And it really does make sense. Your body can tell you everything that you need to know.
Yes. And so think about the times in your life when you had a gut feeling about something. And
literally.
There's a reason we say gut feeling. Like, it's not coming from our brain. It's like this intuition, this gut feeling. That time that you were at the mall.
Oh, that's right.
And somebody approached you outside, and every hair on you, goosebumps again talking about it, said, turn around, get away. This guy asked to use your phone, and you knew you were in danger. And I believe you were right. So when we get those gut feelings, don't poo-poo them. Pay attention. Trust that. Because your body is brilliant.
Yeah, your body is brilliant. I wish mine would brilliantly stop eating so much cupcakes and popovers. I had a popover.
What?
Who has a popover?
Yeah.
And popover is just not, it's just bread. It's like light bread. So I had to load it up with butter.
Strawberry butter?
Strawberry butter and popover. Oh, I know. And my body's like, And I'm like,
so you just answered your own question. Why did I have a popover? 2 seconds later. Strawberry butter popovers. You sound like Homer Simpson. Of course, that's why you had a popover.
Deborah Hanlon said, "Give in to your cravings." I'm just honoring them.
All right, gang. I think that's about a wrap. Deborah Hanlon, DeborahHanlon. DeborahHanlon.com. You can learn more about her upcoming retreat and everything, and any of her galleries that she's got coming up.
Yes, and you can also, if you missed the show, just in case, you can go to our website, which is k104online.com/happyhour, and you will be able to find the podcast, and you can find out what Deb was talking about when it comes to listening to your own body and let your body tell you exactly what's going on when you're confused, you're in the dark, you're angry, and you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, there is a way to get past that and kind of narrow it down and let your body help you out.
Tune in.
Eat a popover.
And it is a good way, by the way, to not completely scare the crap out of yourself with WebMD. So you talk to your body and you only partially use WebMD. and you're okay. See, when you solely use WebMD, Jonas Spillboard, that's when you're going to end up being in trouble.
If I was a doctor, I would hate WebMD. When my patients coming in or telling me.
If I was Jonas' doctor, I would hate WebMD even more.
What's wrong with me, Doc? God. All right, that's a great wrap. Show. Right, we'll be back next week.
That sounds good. It's been Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol. Thank you, ladies. This is 92.9 WBPM.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spillbore and Carol Pesci. If you missed last weekend's show or want to hear it again, visit the Happy Hour page at 92.9WBPM.com. There's more life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Live better, stress less, and laugh more with Happy Hour on 92.9 WBPM.